Beethoven was always a lover of outdoor life. He enjoyed long walks in the woods and countryside. Wherever he went, he carried a sketchbook to write down any musical ideas that came to him. During this time, he was bothered more and more by increasing deafness, and he liked to be alone. One day, he saw a group of peasants dancing in a field. He stopped and watched them, and suddenly musical themes occurred to him. He jotted them down in his sketchbook, and later those musical ideas became his Symphony No. 6, which he called Recollections of Life in the Country. We know it today as the Pastoral Symphony. As the years went by, Beethoven became increasingly deaf, but he continued to compose, writing down the music he heard in his mind. And even when he had lost his hearing entirely, Beethoven's music became grander than ever before. One of the works he wrote after he was deaf is the Majestic Symphony No. 9. It is called the Choral Symphony because there is a portion that calls for a large chorus to sing a beautiful hymn. At the first performance of the Ninth Symphony, Beethoven stood near the conductor on stage. When the magnificent symphony was concluded, the audience was wild with enthusiastic applause. But Beethoven, because of his deafness, did not hear the audience. Only when a friend stepped down from the choir and turned Beethoven toward the audience did he realize that his work was a success. When Beethoven was about 56 years old, he was returning from a visit to his brother in the country and was caught in a heavy rainstorm. He developed a serious illness from which he never recovered. Beethoven's music has been the source of great happiness and pleasure for people down to the present day. He wrote over 250 works, all of which are considered among the great music of the world. His music is as crisp and correct as that of the masters who went before him, but it embraces so many new music ideas that it has paved the way for many great composers who came after him. Ludwig van Beethoven is one of the immortals of music. He will be known as long as music is played.